It's time now for Minds Over Matter, the Bay Area's favorite quiz show. Today, moderator Dana Rodriguez is joined by two panelists, technical editor Kira Pace and educator Laurie Fisher. And now, here's your host, Dana Rodriguez.
Oh, thank you very much, Joanne, and welcome everybody to Minds Over Matter. Hope you are having a lovely weekend. I must say it is quite lovely out there, but we do hope you can at least stay close to a radio outlet so you can hear our show over the next hour, because we will try to entertain you. And of course, we are trying to make that $2,500 match, and hoping that you can help with that. We're not quite halfway through to that $2,500 pledge. So please do what you can. All you have to do is call 1-800-525-9917. Again, that's 1-800-525-9917. And give whatever you can. You know, it could be $5. It could be $20. It could be $1,000. Whatever you feel comfortable with. We just want to try to make that and help the station. Or you can go to kalw.org. Of course, that's easy. You have to just click on donate, and that takes care of it. So again, 1-800-525-9917, and tell them how much you would like to give. And or you can go to kalw.org and click on donate. Anyway, either way, it works fine for us, and you'll be supporting a wonderful station and a good show, hopefully. So, just to remind you what you are listening to, this is Minds Over Matter. We're here every Saturday morning at 10 a.m. We try to entertain you with some unusual questions and answers. The two numbers to join us, area code 415-841-4134. Again, that's area code 415-841-4134, or there is toll-free number, believe it or not, 866-798-8255. Again, that is 866-798-8255. I do want to remind you that we are encouraging your calls, because it's always best to talk to you on the air. But if you'd like to send us an email at the same time, you can do that. And that address is mindsovermatter1@gmail.com. So that is MINDSOVERMATTER1. That's the numeral one, mindsovermatter1@gmail.com. Or you can listen to us live, of course, at kalw.org. And the podcast should be up in a reasonable amount of time after our show today, also at kalw.org and many, many other places. But start with KALW. I'm sure that would be appreciated. We usually start with a round of introductions and then a round of questions, and I'm sure we can make that happen again. So I am looking, and here we go. Though the brick wall behind her may look wonky and her shirt cuffs are blending in with her hair, Kira Pace is indeed here.
That's right. I was gone last week experimenting with editing, so that's what happened there. Laurie Fisher is so pleased all the daylight he is, I guess, with, starting over. Laurie Fisher is so pleased with all the daylight that he has saved that he plans to stay up until the sun actually goes down tomorrow on St. Patrick's Day.
I do, and thank you for that save. And when Irish eyes are smiling, all the world seems bright and gay. And that sounds just fine to our moderator, Dana Rodriguez.
Yeah, but it never happens that way. anyway... So just a reminder that the two numbers here, area code 415-841-4134 or toll free 866-798-8255. We want to hear from you soon. We want to get these calls on the air. So feel free to call right now. And in the meantime, I'm going to start the questions with Kira Pace.
Okay. I am going to give you this. I did not know it was a call-in week. So I'm going to perhaps confusingly give you a bunch of other phone numbers. I'm going to give you so many phone numbers. I'm going to give you five sets of seven-digit phone numbers. So I want you to tell me their importance in pop culture.
Wow.
Okay. And yeah. If you can get one of them, I think you'll know what's going on with the rest of them. So this
are they related somehow?
Not to each other, but they do have something in common.
So are they song related? Can I ask that?
They are five sets that have to do with pop culture. So I will give you the first one, and it is this: 736-5000. So first phone number 736-5000. The next phone number is 234-5789. The third phone number is 567-7203. The fourth phone number is 555-3226. And the fifth is actually a set of a few numbers, the first being 685-9975. The next is 247-2099. And the third is 685-9099. So I will read all of these numbers to you again.
The last three are connected to each other somehow.
They are, yes. Quickly.
Okay.
Yes. So number one, 736-5000. Number two is 234-5789. Number three is 567-7203. Number four is 555-3226. And number five is 685-9975. Also attached to that one is 247-2099 and 685-9099. Anything.
I think I know one and I have a guess at one. Dana, how about you?
Go ahead, Larry.
Well, I think she might be playing a trick here a little bit in that I think the first three digits translate to the old days when digits used to be numbers. That's my theory. Right. And 234, which I don't know, but Beachwood 5789 was a very famous song, I think somewhere in the 60s, and that would be 234-5789. Is that right?
That is right. The Marvelettes, Beachwood 4-5-7-8-9.
Yeah.
And that's a Marvin Gaye song, isn't it? No, he wrote it. I think he wrote it.
Oh, is that right? I didn't know that.
I think so. Yeah, mm-hmm. I remember that.
Did you say the Marvelettes recorded it?
Yes.
Yeah, that's. And the other one I might have, 555-3226, I don't know. But I think all the 555s are fictional numbers. Whenever in movies they want to have a number that doesn't exist, I mm-hmm. once heard that if you say 555, it won't be a real number. So is that it?
It's a specific not real number. And it actually does follow the same pattern that you noticed with the last one. So okay.
The first one is the only one I knew pretty much right away. That's Pennsylvania 65,000. That's the Glenn Miller song.
It is the Glenn Miller song. That's right. Yeah. Okay. So you both noticed that these are the old telephone exchange, the two-digit exchanges. So the ones that we have left, and they are going to follow the same pattern, are 567-7203, 555-3226, and the last is the set of three, which is 685-9975, 247-2099, and 685-9099.
And for our younger listeners, of whom there are many, they may not know that in the days of the rotary phone and the push-button phones, that all the letters were associated with a number, and that's what this turns out to be. So go back, look online. Well, don't look online, but that's what you'd have to do to figure it out. Right? Yeah. Some people might not know that. Okay. Great.
I'm working on one of those, I think. Okay. Never mind. I'll wait. Okay. Great. And Laura, you go ahead.
All right. Well, in the spirit of the pledge drive, as I sometimes do, my challenge is for you, the audience, and Dana and Kara to cost me money for every question you guys get right today. I will contribute $10. Up to $100. That's where we're starting. We'll see how we do. My first question celebrates St. Patrick's Day. I have two questions. Number one, unless I read incorrectly, four Irish writers have won the Nobel Prize for Literature. I'd like to know who they are. And bunch of Irish actors have been nominated for Best Actor, but only one has won. So what Irish-born actor has won an Academy Award for Best Actor? And who are the four Nobel Prize winners for literature who are Irish?
Well, Cillian Murphy just won. Is he our Irish guy?
He our is Irish our actor? Irish guy. That's very good. Very good. Cillian Murphy, is it right? All right. Now we're looking for the old. And I think Joanne has Seamus Heaney as one of the Nobel Prize winners for literature. And that is correct. He won in 1995. So that's another one. Very good. We're looking for three more.
George Bernard Shaw.
You sure did. Want to guess the year? Just for fun? No extra money on that one.
No. Goes back to the... Back to the aughts, I think, or maybe the teens. Oh, no.
Yeah, 1925.
All right. Okay.
Yeah, so give yourself a bell on that one. Yep. Two more to go. Yeah, well, you just ran the board. Yeats and Beckett. Yeats was the first one, 1923, and Samuel Beckett in 1969. Interestingly, I'm just noticing none of them are novelists, poets, and playwrights. I thought that was an interesting thing. All right, Dan, you just did it.
Woo!
That's five correct answers. Woo, that was quick.
That's $50 in the bank then, right?
I feel $50 richer because of that, so to speak. Without the audience, we'll get them in the next round.
Okay. And you're listening to Minds Over Matter. We are here every Saturday morning at 10 a.m. I hope you're enjoying the show. We would love to hear from you, by the way. Those two numbers are area code 415-841-4134. Or toll free, 866-798-8255. We are trying to finish a $2,500 pledge today, a pledge match. And you can help with that in many ways or two different ways. You can simply go to kalw.org and click on donate and give whatever you feel is best for you. Or you can call 1-800-525-9917 and do it that way. So either way is fine with us. And we do hope you will help the station and Minds Over Matter as well, if you appreciate the programming they have. Let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, good morning. Let us do a car question. I didn't ask a car question for a long time. What does a BMW stand for? One of the German cars.
Bavarian Motor Works.
Bavarian, yeah.
Very good, very good. All right. The second one, Mercedes.
It is the name, I think, of a daughter of one of the founders?
No.
Is it a wife?
The founder, you know, Demir Benz was the founder, but it was the daughter of who?
Ferdinand Porsche, isn't it?
No. Okay, the daughter
or okay. Gottfried Daimler?
No. It was the daughter of one of his best customer, Hungarian customer, and she was so pretty that Demir called the car. So you know, this is probably the most pronounced name, woman name on earth. I own four Mercedes and four BMWs. Okay, that's one question. Okay, the second question. Very quickly, we're talking about the president election. Name the woman who ran for president in 1972. To bring her
name, Shirley Chisholm.
Yeah.
Very good. Very good. What black organization did she start?
The Black Women's Caucus?
And the Congress. With the Congress system.
The Congressional Black Caucus, I think.
Very good. Very good. I like, you know, this stuff because it brings real history to people, and should everybody please Google search. She was a great lady, and that's like about 1970s, where it was horrible civil rights time for most African Americans. Okay, one more question, and that will be the end of it. All right, in 1260 AD, the Egyptian totally destroyed the Mongols after the Mongols sacked the whole world, killing 11%, over 60 million people, including the whole country of Iran, was annihilated. What geographic region where the Egyptian destroyed the Mongols? What part of the world? Was not in Egypt. They were in the door of Egypt, but they were defeated before they reached Egypt. Take a guess.
I mean, where did this battle take place? Is that what you're asking?
Yes, it's called Battle of Ain, A-I-N, Zalut, J-A-L-U-T, which means, you know what it means? It means the spring of Julius. And it was a Julius battle. And the Mongols were just, they were just horrible. They were millions, and they were very, very, very savage. So the Battle of Ain Zalut, where did it take place?
Well, that was, if I recall, that was in present-day Palestine or Israel, or it was in the...
Very good.
But what was it the Jordan River Valley? I don't know. It was near Galilee.
You're quite correct, except it is in the news a lot today. It is in the news.
Yeah, don't... Gaza, I guess. Huh?
Yeah. It is in Gaza. Yeah, it is in Gaza. So, you know, as you say, history repeat itself. Everybody pray for peace, and everybody be very generous of KLAW. It's the only station beside KBFA that we can listen to after the demise of KGO, which was a horrible, horrible crime against all of us. And I'm sorry to have to say that. KGO, gambling is all what we need for our young kids. Thank you, and please, please, please donate as much as you can, and I will myself, to our great station, KALW. Thank you. Thank you, Dan.
Take all care. Right. Thank you, Reed.
Bye-bye. Thank you.
And
yes.
All right. Let me do a couple quick questions here, and then we will turn it over and hear about our pledging today, our pledge match. And if you would like to give us a call, those two numbers are area code 415-841-4134. Again, we have some lines open right now. Area code 415-841-4134 or toll free 866-798-8255. Again, that is 866-798-8255. All right, let me give you a couple questions. President Biden talked about in his State of the Union address that we all listened to, his problem with shrinkflation. You know what shrinkflation is? Shrinkflation is you're paying the same amount of money or more for less of a product. Okay. So the people that make the products are giving you just a little bit less, but they're charging you the same amount. So what I would like to know, what was the first national product or a product sold nationally by a national company that was accused of what's called shrinkflation?
Was it a liquid?
In a sense.
Is it the Cadbury cream egg?
No, but that's happened. Yeah, that has.
And
happened.
That's frequently a Dana question. He has a lot of Cadbury cream egg questions.
Yeah,
but is it kind of viscous? I'm trying to think of what it would be, like more mayonnaise-y than
viscous. Coca-Cola. It's interesting. Yeah, I suppose it could. It conceivably could be viscous. Yeah.
Okay.
What was the first product that was accused of shrinkflation on a national level?
The amount they put in the jar or the can was the same size, but they put less of the product in it. Is that what happened?
Yes, I believe so.
Okay.
What about peanut butter?
Not peanut butter. All right. We'll leave that out.
All right.
So again, Biden mentioned shrinkflation in his State of the Union speech. What was the first nationally sold product to have this be an issue? So I'm looking for the type of product. You don't have to give me the company itself. It's in the 1980s, as a matter of fact.
Is it a food product?
It is a food-related product, yes.
And would I find it near the peanut butter on the grocery shelf?
It depends how big or small your grocery store is, I suppose, yeah. All right. Now, here's the other thing. I'm going to give you a question on famous Irish people since St. Patrick's Day is coming up very shortly. So I'm concentrating on a last name that begins with O, as in, for instance, if I asked you who is the famous talk show host in the evening that has an O in front of his name, you'd say Conan O'Brien. All right. So all the answers here are going to have an O before the name. All right?
Yep.
Okay. So number one, actor nominated for Best Supporting Actor for both Picnic, the film Picnic, and the film Anatomy of a Murder. So let me just go through these questions first. I'm looking for an actor nominated for Best Supporting Actor for both the films Picnic and Anatomy of a Murder. Number two, this person was the mayor of New York City from 1946 to 1950 and later ambassador to Mexico. Number three is a revolutionary who was the first president of Chile. Number four is the author of Pow Joey and Butterfield 8. Number five is a woman who milked a cow. And number six is the actress who co-starred with both the Marx Brothers and Laurence Olivier. So again, all the answers here will begin, last name will begin with the letter O, as in O'Brien. Number one, the actor nominated for Best Supporting Actor for both the films Picnic and Anatomy of a Murder. Number two, the mayor of New York City from 1946 to 1950 and later the ambassador to Mexico. Number three, the revolutionary who was the first president of Chile. Number four, the author of Pow Joey and Butterfield 8. Number five, the woman who milked a cow. And number six, the actress who co-starred with both the Marx Brothers and Laurence Olivier. And I'll give you each one guess.
Go ahead, Carol.
What is that? I can't get the president, the Chilean revolutionary's name in my head. It's there. It's just not all the way there yet. So I can only do the low-hanging fruit of Mrs. O'Leary and her cow.
That is correct, of course.
I'm sorry, Lori. O'Leary. Yeah.
Whose cow kicked over the lamp and started the Chicago fire, supposedly.
Yeah. All right. I know two of them for sure. I'll go with Pal Joey and Butterfield 8. John O'Hara was the
writer. That's right.
Yeah.
The man who wished he went to Yale. From what I read, all his life he was upset that he didn't go to Yale.
Is that right?
Yes, that's John O'Hara, author of Pal Joey and Butterfield 8, Appointment in Samara, et cetera, et cetera. All right.
Best-selling authors. Yeah.
Yes. Quite a good short story writer. Very good. And, okay. So we have left are the actor nominated for Best Supporting Actor for both the films Picnic and Anatomy of a Murder, the mayor of New York City from 1946 to 1950 and later ambassador to Mexico, the revolutionary who was the first president of Chile, and the actress who co-starred with both the Marx Brothers and Laurence Olivier. And we're waiting for you to give us a call. We're getting emails too, but of course we'd like to hear from you in person. And those two numbers are area code 415-841-4134 or toll free 866-798-8255. Right now we're going to take a minute and we're going to talk a little bit about the match we're trying to make today for $2,500. And I think Ben will have some more to tell you about that.
Thank you so much, Dana. Yeah, we are a little over halfway there. Thanks to the generous Minds Over Matter audience members who are pitching in right now. And we have several of you to thank right now. Before we get to that, I'm Ben Trefney, executive producer at KLW, here with Nish Harjani, who works as a reporter with the Fuller Project out of KLW's office space at 220 Montgomery Street, does great investigative reporting work, and came in this morning with me to help raise some money for KLW to support Minds Over Matter and everything we bring you at the station. And we are being supported today by John Connery from El Sobrante. Thank you so much, John, for going to KALW.org and making a gift.
And thank you so much, Gail Rubman from Oakland. Thank you so much for your generous gift.
And we also have Timothy and Krista Salmon from San Francisco. They chipped in during Minds Over Matter. We really, really appreciate that. And one more shout out.
All the way from New Jersey, which is where I grew up, Ryan Tamaris. Thank you so much for your generous donation.
And Ryan said, I was a longtime Bay Area resident of over two decades until early 2023. I miss the Bay Area so much and I miss KALW. And what generosity, Ryan, for you to chip in to help support the station that really brings the Bay Area to life and brings the Bay Area together. Thanks for your donation. Now, if Ryan can move across the entire country and still support KALW with some money, please, if you're listening anywhere in the Bay Area here, you can too. You do it at 800-525-9917. That's 800-525-9917.
Or KLW.org, and any donation that you give from here to noon will be doubled thanks to a generous contribution match by Executive Director James Cass.
So we are a little over halfway there. We still have a ways to go. So if you're listening right now and you support this show and you love it, you know, this is the only time that Minds Over Matter is going to be on the air during this campaign. So now is the time for you to show your support. 800-525-9917 and online at kalw.org. Dana and the team, take it away. Thanks so much.
All right. Thank you, Ben. And again, the two numbers here to call and participate, we would love to hear from you, are area code 415-841-4134 or toll free 866-798-8255. And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hello. Was I on hold?
You are.
Was I on hold?
You're on right now. Go ahead.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I had a guess about the first product that got shrinkflated.
Right.
Was it a soft drink?
It was not a soft drink. No. What did you have in mind?
Well, in the 50s when I was in grade school, I remember going to a Coke machine and thinking I was going to get an 8-ounce Coke, and it was 6.5 ounces.
And you were being charged the same price?
Right. Just thicker glass.
Oh, I see. Oh.
That might have
I should give you credit for that.
Price gouging elementary school students.
Yeah.
A bad school putting soft drinks, sugary soft drinks in grade school. That's not a good idea.
No, no, probably not.
Anyway, thank you.
Well, thank you very much. Appreciate it. And again, the two numbers to join us, area code 415-841-4134. Or toll-free, 866-798-8255. I should say that, let's see, James sent me an email saying, I believe the Chilean revolutionary was Bernardo O'Higgins, and that is correct. Yes, Bernardo O'Higgins was the revolutionary who was the first president of Chile, also the first dictator of Chile. And let's see. Also, Kevin Vance, I believe it's the same Kevin Vance from KLW, also said Bernardo O'Higgins was the, yes, he announces himself as 91.7 KLW announcer operator. Thank you, Kevin. Appreciate it.
Excellent.
And in the meantime, I think it is your turn, Kira.
All right. I'm going to skip that. Instead, I will ask that, okay, there are 5 cities in the world that are commonly identified as gateways to Antarctica. What are they? These are the 5 cities in the world that most frequently host like travel methods for getting to Antarctica. So the 5 most commonly identified cities for as gateway cities to Antarctica.
If I may just ask, is this a combination of explorers leaving from these cities to get to Antarctica, or is it cruise ships that
this
go
is
from-
purely tourism? So cruise ships, scenic flights, things like that.
Boy. Okay,
liners.
How about Santiago, Chile?
Yeah, I was thinking that too.
There is a city in Chile. It is not Santiago, though.
Okay. That was my best shot.
Is there anything from Argentina?
There is something from Argentina. There's also one from there.
I think about this. But these are not necessarily the major cities, right?
That's correct. I would say that there's one state capital on the list. There are 2 large cities. I think one of them is maybe the, I think it's like the second I think it's the second largest city in the country, but I can't look that up right now, but I think that's right. One of them is also a very large and well-known city. The other two are significantly smaller.
Dana, any chance one would be in Australia, or is that too weird?
I'm trying to think. I mean, it's conceivable. Are we looking beyond South America at all here, Karen?
We are.
All right. Okay.
All right. So I'll put Melbourne on the list just as a wild guess.
So there is something in Australia. It is not Melbourne. I did mention that it was a state capital. So
Dover, Delaware.
An Australian state capital.
Oh, okay. Hobart, Tasmania.
Hobart, Tasmania is correct. That is one of the five gateway cities to Antarctica.
Greg and I have a friend who is moving back to Hobart, Tasmania in about, you know, a few months' time. So, yes. Yes, right. She was brought up in Tasmania.
And it's returning home. All right.
It's lovely. It is a lovely place. So I have, and I would go back.
All right.
Sadly, did not realize that I could get to Antarctica from there.
Just give a quick repeat of the question, if you wish.
Sure. There are five cities in the world that are commonly identified as gateway cities to Antarctica. What are they? And the one that Dana got was Hobart, Australia, looking for four more.
All right. Hobart, Tasmania, Australia.
That's true.
And, yeah. We just got an email from Ellen, who would like to correct the historical record. That in October 1997, Chicago's Committee on Police and Fire officially exonerated Catherine O'Leary and her cow, I'm not saying the name of the cow, in causing the Great Chicago Fire of 1871. So, all right. Thank you.
Thank you for setting the record straight.
I was only referring to the legend rather than the actual.
The O'Leary family has carried that burden for centuries. Yeah.
And Peter is wondering if Wellington, New Zealand is one of the cities that
it is. He's so close. It is not Wellington.
So then is it Christchurch or
Christchurch? Yes.
Is it Christchurch? All right. Yeah.
So if I was off on population, I apologize.
I wouldn't have gotten Christchurch if it hadn't been for your Wellington. So you get credit for that.
Nice tag team effort.
Yeah.
Like the teamwork.
Yeah. All right. And you don't have to repeat that, but let's quickly run over the questions that we have because we're a little past halfway. So, Kira?
Okay. So I have some phone numbers that are important in pop culture. We've already established that these numbers all use the old-fashioned two-digit exchange word format. So the ones we have left are 5677203. 5553226, and then a set that includes 6859975. That's the main one, so I'll just leave it at that, 6859975.
All right.
And you guys ran the board. You got my Nobel Prize winners and Killian Murphy, so I have nothing hanging out.
Oh, that's it? Okay.
That's it, yeah.
All right. And President Biden mentioned in his State of the Union speech is one of his new issues is shrinkflation. In other words, where you're getting the less of a product and charging you the same. What was the first product to nationally bring this to attention? It happened in the 1980s. It is a consumable. All right. Strangely enough.
How about Campbell's soup?
It is not Campbell's soup.
All right.
And I'm asking you for some famous people with an O to begin their name, as in Conan O'Brien. They all will have an O something, not as an initial, but as part of their last name. And what we have left are an actor nominated for Best Supporting Actor for both the films Picnic and Anatomy of a Murder, the mayor of New York City from 1946 to 1950, and also the ambassador to Mexico. And the actors who co-starred with both the Marx Brothers and Laurence Olivier. And if you don't mind, I'm just going to throw in one here because I had it for today. What is the country in the world with the most blue-eyed people per capita?
Per capita?
Per capita, yeah. What country in the world has the most blue-eyed people per capita?
Hmm. I feel like this is, there's going to be a trick here. Like I'm expecting that it would be somewhere in Scandinavia. Oh, you know what? Maybe Iceland.
That is a good guess. And Iceland is one of the, five or 10 most countries with the most blue eyed people, but it is not Iceland.
I was thinking Scandinavia as well. So I will bid Denmark.
All right. No, it is not Denmark. So what is the country with the most blue-eyed people per capita? All right, leave that out. And again, the numbers to join us, area code 415-841-4134 or toll-free 866-798-8255. This is Minds Over Matter. We're here every Saturday morning at 10 a.m. And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi, this is Robin in Oakland.
Hi, Robin.
And hi, is the the product where the price went up and the amount went down, is it yogurt?
It is not. Oh, that's interesting. No, it is not yogurt. Did you have that experience?
I did. I was in the grocery store buying yogurt when they were switching it out, and I remember, couldn't believe that that was happening.
You know, I had an experience that shocked me just the other day. I bought some Crispy Crackers, which is my favorite brand of soda crackers, and the box was exactly the same size. And then you open it up, and the sleeves of crackers were about one third less.
So right.
I was shocked.
That's shrinkflation, right? That's what he meant.
Man, yeah.
Well, I'll be interested in hearing what that first product was. I'll be listening.
Well, thank you.
All right.
Thank you. Bye-bye. And Lori, I believe it's your turn.
All right. So believe it or not, I was listening to the Last Archive, a podcast, which is about Columbo, of all things, and Peter Falk. And a question came to mind, and it led to this. There's one episode in which Columbo's first name is seen on a business card. So it led me to this question. These are missing names of TV characters. So Columbo is the first. I'd like to know the last names of Laverne and Shirley. Number two is the first names of Cagney and Lacey. Number three is Mr. Peepers, which some of our listeners will remember. And number four, I'll just leave it at number four, are Kathy and Patty, who are the identical twins on the Patty Duke show. I want to know their last name. So I want to know Columbo's first name is mentioned on his business card, what that is. Laverne and Shirley, I'd like to get them both. Cagney and Lacey. Number three is Mr. Peepers. What's his first name? And Kathy and Patty, who are the identical twins, a great concept on the Patty Duke show. And I'm still pledging $10 per correct answer from you guys or from the audience. You have first go at it.
Go ahead, Kira, if you ask me.
All right. Well, we have Laverne DeFazio and Shirley Feeney.
Double bells. Very good. All right. And Joanne had one. He had Shirley Feeney. Very good. Okay.
It is Christine Cagney and Mary Beth Lacey.
Wow. Excellent work there. Two more. Two double bells.
What do we have left? I'm sorry, Rhoda, you remind
me. We have Mr. Peepers, and we have both Kathy and Patty of the Patty Duke show.
I think it's Robinson Peepers, isn't it? Is it Robinson?
It is. It's Robertson J. Forgive you the J. Robertson J. Peepers. Very good. And last, and perhaps least, well, then I'll throw in one more since we're getting him so quickly. I also put in Mrs. Maisel from The Marvelous Mrs. Maisel. What's her first name or her name?
That I do not know.
Too modern.
Okay.
So we need Kathy and Patty on the Patty Duke show and The Marvelous Mrs. Maisel. What's her first name?
Well, I only know they're identical cousins, which seems very difficult.
It's wild. Let's leave that out there for the audience.
Yeah. All right.
If we can. Cool.
Okay, and let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Good morning. It's Bill in El Cerrito.
Hi, Bill.
Hey. Let's see, a couple of answers. I think the mayor of New York that you were referring to, Dana, was William O'Dwyer.
William O'Dwyer is correct, yes. Good job on that.
And let's see, Kara, the gateways, excuse me, to Antarctica. Is one of them Punta Arenas, Chile?
That is correct. That's definitely one of the harder ones, one of the smaller ones, Punta Arenas, Chile. Nice
okay,
job.
And then is there one in South Africa?
There is.
Is it Cape Town?
It is Cape Town.
Oh, good okay. job.
Okay. And then, Dana, on this thing about the country with the most blue-eyed people per capita, is the answer kind of an outlier, something unexpected?
Yeah, it might not be your first thought, I guess. It's a tiny bit unexpected, but you know, not overly.
Okay, is it a Scandinavian country?
It's not, actually.
Okay, that's all right. So is it possibly somewhere else on the European continent?
Yes.
Someplace like Luxembourg?
Oh, it's an interesting guess. No, it's not Luxembourg.
Okay, well, I'll leave that for somebody else. Here's a question for you. Which presidents had the lowest and highest margins of victory by percentage of the electoral vote, excluding George Washington, who was essentially ran unopposed?
Well, when Nixon beat McGovern, would that be the one of them?
No. And interestingly, here's a clue. These happened in consecutive elections. Two consecutive elections.
Was one of them Reagan Mondale?
It is not.
Okay.
Well, I would think, now, I don't know how far back we're going here, but I would think that one of them, since he was basically almost running unopposed, well, although he did have an opposition, but he won virtually everything, was James Monroe.
That's correct, Dana. That's the highest. I think his tally was like 231 to 1.
1820, I think. Is that the election
That's
of 1820?
Right.
I think
That's right. Yes. Yes.
And then, so that would be the highest. Then the lowest. So you're looking for the lowest winning, or better go over that once more. I want to make sure I understand.
Okay. Yes. The lowest, we're talking about the lowest victory, margin of victory by percentage of the electoral vote.
Don't forget that he said that it was consecutive.
I did.
Then if that being the case, then would it be Bush v. Gore?
No, it has to be 1824. The two elections were consecutive, yes.
Oh, all right. Then how about Jackson, John Quincy Adams, 1824?
Yes, that's correct. You got them both.
Okay. All right. Good.
Yeah. John Quincy Adams had a percentage of like 37.9% or something like that.
All right.
Yes. Okay. Anyway, keep going on your fun drive and enjoy your day. Thanks very much.
Oh, thank you very much. Appreciate it. And you're listening to Minds Over Matter. We are here every Saturday, at 10 a.m. Hope you're enjoying the show. We would love to hear from you if you would like to give us a call. Those two numbers are area code 415-841-4134 or toll free 866-798-8255. We are also trying to make a $2,500 match, and you can be a part of that if you enjoy all the programming on KALW and Minds Over Matter, of course. You can simply go to kalw.org and click on donate and give whatever amount you feel comfortable with. Or you can call 1-800-525-9917 and do the same. So we would love to hear from you, and we would love to know that you support the station and all the fine programming on KALW. In the meantime, is it my turn? I think it is my turn, actually.
It is your turn.
Okay. All right. Here we go. All right. Well, What time is it? Okay, I guess we can do this. There are six Looney Tune characters from Warner Brothers cartoons, and I'm not talking about the modern day Warner Brothers cartoons, that whatever crap that is. I'm talking about the classic Warner Brothers cartoons of the 1930s and 1940s. So there are six characters featured in Looney Tunes and Merry Melodies, Warner Brothers cartoons, that have the initials PP. Okay. First initial P, last initial P. So I would like you to name those characters. I'll give you each one guess.
Well, go ahead, Kara. I think I have two.
I also have two, so I will only take one unless, in case it's the two that you have. Petunia Pig.
Oh, good. I'm glad you got Petunia Pig. There you go.
Well, I'm not going to go with her sibling or husband. I'm going to go with Pepe Le Pew.
Pepe Le Pew is also correct. So again, there are six Looney Tunes, Merry Melodies, Warner Brothers cartoon characters that didn't have the initials PP. So far, we have Petunia Pig, and I must say that was a good guess on your part. Not a guess, but a good answer on your part.
That was solid knowledge.
Yeah, I'm sure it was.
That was no guesswork.
And yeah. And of course, Pepe Le Pew. Very good. So, but there are four left. Who are the four other characters who have the initials PP? All right. They're featured in Warner Brothers cartoons. And let me look at the emails here for a second. Paul is wondering if the O actress I asked about was Maureen O'Sullivan. And of course, it is Maureen O'Sullivan. Maureen O'Sullivan starred with the Marx Brothers in A Day at the Races and Laurence Olivier in Pride and Prejudice. She played the second sister. And of course, she was Jane to Johnny Weissmuller's Tarzan.
And was she Mia Farrow's mother?
And Mia Farrow's mother, right.
Quite a legacy.
Yes. And see, Chris is wondering if the O actor I was looking for, the other one, was Arthur O'Connell. Arthur O'Connell is correct. Arthur O'Connell was the nominated for a Supporting Actor Academy Award in the films Picnic, 1955, and Anatomy of a Murder in 1959. So here we go. And in the meantime, let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hey, it's Danny and Sandra, sustaining members. Hi, in Albany. Hello?
Yeah, you're on. Go ahead.
Hey there. Okay, we just got sniped on Arthur O'Connell, Pooey.
And Maureen O'Sullivan.
I'm sorry.
Kira,
I'm wondering if one of the phone numbers is the phone number in Sorry, Wrong Number.
Oh, that's such a good guess. It is not, though.
Okay, that would be a great...
But since time is short and you guys are good at guessing, I will say that one of them is a song, one of them is in a TV show that is still currently on, and the set of three are from a television show, a very famous television show from the middle of the last century.
Goodness me. Well, I'm going to just boot on that. As far as Christchurch being the gateway to Antarctica, I think everybody in Invercargill down in the South Island would seriously give them an argument there. That's where most of the boats to McMurdo Sound go out of.
Okay.
But Blue Eyes, how about Estonia?
That's an excellent guess, actually. But no, it's not Estonia.
Right.
The marvelous Mrs. Maisel is Miriam or Midge.
It is correct. Both of those. Very good.
All right. And we're thinking that some sort of breakfast cereal was the first the first product that was called out by horrified consumers.
Shrinkflation.
That is a very logical guess, but it's not breakfast cereal.
I thought it was going to be laundry detergent or dish soap, but we don't really eat those.
All right, okay. Well, not when you're sober. So we're blanking out on the bells here. So I've got a question. Laura, you asked a question about Columbo, so I'll return the favor. Here's one about Perry Mason. In 1963, Raymond Burr was hospitalized for a chunk of the shooting schedule. And three huge Hollywood stars jumped in and subbed for him for one episode each. Who were they?
One was Betty Davis. I know.
Yes. That was the one that blew my mind.
Wow.
But who are the other two?
Gosh, I don't know if I know the other two.
While he thinks about that, I have questions for you. When you say they subbed in, did they did they sub in as different characters, or did they sub in as his character?
No. They were guests. They were friends of Perry in the storyline. Okay. Who came in and for some implausible reason and became the lead investigator / attorney for that particular case,
like Mary Mason. And did any of these end up playing other lawyers on TV shows like Buddy Ebsen or Andy Griffith kind of thing?
No, both of them were very rarely on television. They had a huge percentage of their career was in movies.
I think I read, only because I occasionally watch Mannix, one of them was Mike Connors.
He was the fourth of the three. I didn't include him. He was the fourth guy that came in, and then Burr came back after that. But there were two really big Hollywood stars.
Are these Oscar winning actors?
Yes, one of them won an Oscar. And both of them were superstars.
Henry Fonda.
Would that be great? because it's late, I'll give them to you.
I'll play the odds and say Jack Nicholson because he has a few Oscars.
No, this is 1963.
Still in high school.
Sorry,
but Walter Pidgeon was one.
Really?
All right.
And Michael Rennie.
Oh. Michael Rennie. Wow. The earth did stand still.
So anyway, I just thought that was kind of a curiosity of MTV history. So there you go. That's all we got.
All right. Nice. Thank you so much. Appreciate
Back
it.
To you. Thanks. Bye.
Bye-bye. And you're listening to Minds Over Matter. We're here every Saturday morning at 10 a.m. Hope you're enjoying the show. We have a few minutes left, and we would love to hear from you. Those two numbers are area code 415-841-4134 or toll-free 866-798-8255. Let's see. Ernie is wondering if the package or the first major example of shrinkflation was packaged coffee. And that is correct. It was coffee. Yes. Wow. It was chock full of nuts coffee, which you may remember. I think it's still around, I think.
I do remember.
In the 1980s, it went from 1 pound to, 12 ounces? Yeah. Or 2,800? Yeah. So
That's a big shrink.
That's rough. Yeah.
That's 25% shrinkage.
Yeah.
Way too much.
Okay. Yeah. Michael was wondering if it was ketchup. No, it was not ketchup. And Chris is saying one of the PP characters in the Warner Brothers cartoons is, of course, Porky Pig. That is correct. Yes, Porky Pig. And
Porky and Petunia, were they married or were they siblings?
They were a couple, yeah. They were a couple.
Just checking. Yeah,
they were not brother and sister. So, yeah, bacon and eggs. And so we have Pepe Le Pew, Porky Pig, Petunia Pig. And so there's three left that we are looking at here. So as I mentioned before, there are six Looney Tune characters and Merry Melodies from the classic Warner Brothers cartoons that have the initials PP. So far we have Pepe Le Pew, Porky Pig, and Petunia Pig. What are the other three on that list? And let's see. Let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, is me?
It is you.
Hi, it's Christina from Oakland.
Hi, Christina.
Well, of the answers remaining, I think the only one I can try is that Ushuaia is the city in Argentina.
Nice job. The other, much smaller than the other ones, city was indeed Ushuaia in Argentina.
Oh my God, I've never even heard of that city. Very good.
Well, I'm a travel agent, so I would
know. Oh, all right. All right, that makes sense.
I have one for you. What is the land animal with the largest eyes?
Ooh. Is it the slow loris?
Say that again?
The slow loris? They're like all eyes.
No.
Okay.
Is it an ostrich or an emu or something like that?
It's an ostrich.
Ah, all right.
Very good.
All right.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Thanks for your call.
Take care.
And let's see. Ernie is wondering if the shrink plate is, he had packaged coffee as well. Very good. Nancy is wondering, don't think we got the name to Columbo, answer to Columbo's first name.
We don't
was yet. It Peter?
It was not Peter.
And I think I read once, or it was only mentioned once on the show at some point, that it was it Frank?
It was Frank. His business card, he puts it.
Did you know that, Kara? You were shaking your head.
Yeah, I did. But there's also, there's like some issue about it that involves Trivial Pursuit and its inclusion, that it's not, that it was never revealed on the show, and that it was a question that somebody put in. There's a name for it, not Paper Town, but that's when map makers would put a fake city on a map to see who's copying their maps.
Oh, I see.
So
supposedly it was on a business card that he left on a table, and somebody zoomed in on that, but it was still not settled for sure. So I think it's controversial, but get a bell for Frank. Very good.
All right. Oh, we better clean up here because we're leaving just a little bit early. We want to make sure you know that we are trying to make a $2,500 match today. Now, if you can contribute in that in any way, we would be very grateful. All you have to do is go to kalw.org and click on donate, or you can call 1-800-525-9917. So let's give the final answers today, and we'll start with you, Kara.
Okay, so...
And may I just ask, was one of the numbers The Simpsons? Because I mean, because you said it was a TV show that was on, and I figured that was a logical guess.
Indeed. Klondike 53226. That's the number for Mr. Plow. That name again is Mr. Plow. We have Hawkshaw Hawkins, Lonesome 77203. And the set of numbers I read, those are... numbers that began with Murray Hill and Circle. Do you know what television? That's I Love Lucy. Those are the I Love Lucy numbers. Oh. And that's all I have.
All right.
Other than this number, 800-525-9917, the most important number that you'll need today.
Oh, what very a nice. Okay.
And Kathy and on the Patty Duke show, the identical cousins, Kathy and Patty, their last name was Lane. And that's all I have.
All right. Let's see. All my O names were gotten, and the six Looney Tune characters, Mary Melody's characters with the initials PP, Pepe Le Pew, Penelope Pussycat, Porky Pig, Petunia Pig, Pete Puma, my personal favorite, and Playboy Penguin.
Ooh.
Let's see. And the country with the most blue-eyed people per capita, that would be Ireland. Ireland.
Oh, there you go.
So if we didn't get to your call, I do apologize. Please remember that Minds Over Matter is here every Saturday morning at 10 a.m. My thanks to my fellow panelists. That would be Kara Pace, technical editor, Lori Fisher, teacher at Davo Valley College. Of course, Joanne Marr handled the board and phones. And we ask you to remember that we are trying to make that $2,500 match today. Ben's coming on in a minute to talk about that. And all you have to do is go to kalw.org or call 1-800-525-9917. We hope you have a nice weekend, everybody, and we hope you will join us next Saturday morning at 10 a.m. Thank you. Go ahead, Ben.